was an order of service for a remembrance commemoration on Armistice Day. It was in the Great Hall. It was the best attended I'd seen. It had support from Nationalists and Republicans, as well as Unionists. And I thought it was an appropriate and moving ceremony. And at the end, somebody decided to politicise the national anthem and use it, as I heard it, as an attack on some of the people who had attended. And I think it's wrong on two levels, William. I think that the national anthem should have been part of that ceremony. That was the fifth remembrance event I've attended this year, and they played the national anthem in Clockie. They played it in Newton Ards, they played it in Ballinahinch, they played it in Grimsport. And traditionally, they've played it at the services up at Stormont. And we're having a meeting this afternoon with the authorities to ask, why was it not on the order of service? But in terms of if you're a nationalist or a Republican and you're making a decision about whether you're going to attend and support something like that, you know, you buy in because you look at the order of service and you say, yes, I can do that. You shouldn't be blindsided in the way people were yesterday.
In some of the television pictures, we see you walking after the impromptu rendition of the national anthem. We see you walking over to the Deputy First Minister. What did you say to him?
Well, you say it's impromptu. I think it was planned. I think it was a deliberate attack. I think it was, as I say, the politicisation of the anthem. And that does nobody any credit. But there were a number of nationalists and Republicans, and I felt they were blindsided, and I did say, effectively, sorry for your trouble. I don't think that should have happened. And, by the way, I'm not the only unionist who had those sentiments after the service, but I'm probably the only one who's fronting up and admitting it publicly.
Did you apologise for the national anthem or for what happened in...
The stunt.
For
the,
you regarded it as a stunt.
I am in no doubt it was a stunt, and it was a deliberate attack because some people didn't like the presence of other people at the ceremony. It was a stunt, and I said, I'm sorry that it was a stunt. And, you know, William, we're going through a decade of centenaries, and I have big challenges as a unionist, not least in 2016, with regard to the Easter Rising, and I've indicated that all things being equal, I will be in Dublin at one and possibly two events. I don't want to be blindsided. When I go to the Irish Republic, I want to be told, this is what you're buying, and then get what it says on the tin.
There are some employees of the Assembly, we understand, who have taken the view that if there is an act of remembrance, it should not have the national anthem as part of that, because Stormont's meant to be a neutral space. What's your attitude to that?
Well, that's interesting that you say that, and that is exactly why we've asked to see the authorities later this afternoon, because we want clarity on that. Previously, the remembrance service took place in the Senate chamber, and as you know, that Senate chamber was used by the RAF during the Second World War. There was a religious service, and it concluded with the singing of the national anthem. Now, I think last year, there were two events, one in the Senate chamber and then another one in the Great Hall. I was actually at the Menin Gate last year, so I wasn't aware of what happened at Stormont in 2014. So this year, it's the first time I've been at the event in the Great Hall. I arrived just in time. I was given an order of service. I noted that the national anthem was not the concluding part of the service. I was surprised at that. We want to know why. It may be, as you were saying, that those who want to have a neutral space, as it were. I don't think if we're going to have shared space that we all have to jump into a virtual blender and come out the human form of beige. If you're having a remembrance service, it should be run as a remembrance service. And if some people can't buy into that, you have to respect that. In the same way, people will mark the Easter Rising in ways that I can't support. I will do what I can, what I'm comfortable with, what I think is appropriate in terms of 2016. But that will not include everything that the Irish government is doing.
The Royal British Legion have made it clear that the inclusion of the national anthem is not a necessary element in any act of remembrance. Do you think it's a necessary element?
I do not think it is necessary. I respect the British Legion's view on this. For me, the most moving bits are the last post and the 2 minute silence. However, what I'm saying, William, is very clearly, because we've kept these running orders and orders of service from previous years, normally, traditionally, the service at Stormont has concluded with the singing of the national anthem. So the question is, why is that no longer the case? And if it is the price of getting certain people to attend, then people need to know that and make a decision about whether that is a price worth paying.
Well, on that, and just finally, Mike, what is more important to you in terms of the inclusivity of this event? Is it more important that the national anthem be included, or is it more important that you have complete buy-in from Sinn Féin ministers and MLAs taking part, rather unusually, you might say, taking part in an act of remembrance at Stormont?
Well, I am not a veteran, William, and I will take my guidance from the likes of the Royal British Legion. And they define the essential elements of a service of remembrance, and I am happy to abide by that guidance.
And their essential elements do not include a national anthem?
They do not include a national anthem, but where you've had a service where traditionally the anthem has been part, and it no longer is part, then the obvious question is, why the change? And until I know the reason for the change, I can't be satisfied with the removal of the national anthem. So it's a question that remains open until we get an answer.
The most obvious speculative answer is it's to make it more inclusive so that people from a Republican background would feel comfortable being there.
Well, that is speculation, and I want that answer. And if the answer is as you suggest, then we have to take a position on that, because I do not expect anybody not to play the national anthem for the Republic of Ireland just because I am at Croke Park or the Aviva Stadium or at some sort of ceremony that is being run by the Irish government.